In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Did you hear, really hear, what Isaac just read to you from Matthew? If so, I'm surprised that instead of responding, "Praise to you, Lord Christ," you didn't say, "What?" The gospel from Matthew has Jesus saying, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword." Huh? What? Wait a minute. Isn't this the one we've named Prince of Peace? So what does he mean by saying he comes to bring division to the earth, even pitting family members against each other? This is hardly the stuff we expect to hear from Jesus. Now let me tell you, it's not what I wanted to preach on today. This is one of those times when I wish that I could just preach on whatever I want to. But in the Episcopal Church, we are constrained to preach on an appointed lectionary. And the lectionary covers the whole body, Bible, not just the more palatable sections. So you see, we are encountering in this morning's gospel lesson the uncomfortable words of Jesus. These are some of the hard sayings of Jesus. And we need to wrestle with them and try to seek to understand what he's saying to us. So this morning, I invite you to join me in wrestling with this text, which is what I've been doing all week long. I want you to join me in my discomfort. If you didn't know it before, I want you to know this now. The gospel of Jesus Christ is not the gospel of success. It is not the gospel of health, wealth, and power that is preached by so many televangelists today. Instead, the gospel of Jesus is the gospel of the cross. And that's what Jesus meant when he said in today's reading, "Whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me." He knew he was headed to the cross. And he knew that the cross means division. Jesus always upset the status quo. Remember, after his first sermon in his home synagogue in Nazareth, the local congregation, the people he had grown up with, wanted to kill him for what he said. Then the religious leaders turned against him. And then the politicians eventually crucified him. Even his family rejected him, calling him at one point beside himself, deranged. Well, sad to say, things haven't changed that much in 2,000 years. When Jesus is taken seriously, look out. It's going to cause trouble. One of my favorite writers, Flannery O'Connor, wrote in a letter to a friend, "What people don't realize is how much religion costs. They think faith is a big electric blanket, when of course it is the cross. What people don't realize is how much religion costs." Even when it comes to the most important, stabilizing institution of society, the family, Jesus brings division. He made it clear when he said, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me, whoever loves son or daughter more than me, is not worthy of me." Several years ago, when I was interim rector of a parish in Ohio, I went to the hospital to see a parishioner who was very sick. She was in ICU. And a young woman whom I had not met was standing by my parishioner's bed when I walked in. We introduced ourselves to one another, and she told me that she felt that she was a part of the sick woman's family. And she began to tell me her story. This younger woman had been raised in the Jewish faith. And during her time with the sick woman's family and through her association with our Episcopal church there, she discovered the Lord Jesus Christ and became a believer and converted to Christianity and was baptized. Well, you know the result, of course. Her Jewish family disowned her, would have nothing to do with her. The sick woman's family, in effect, became her family. When I read today's gospel, I thought of that incident. Even today, believing in Jesus will divide a family. It doesn't have to be a case of different faiths. It often is the case of someone taking Jesus seriously when the rest of the family doesn't. The values that we hold as Christians are often in conflict with the prevailing values of our society. And we find parents and children divided and disagreeing over lifestyles or ethics or morality. Jesus causes conflict. And let's face it, most of us prefer to avoid that aspect of being people of faith. We want everyone to agree and just get along. We don't want the demands discipleship places on us. And yet, by virtue of our baptism, we are called to discipleship. And discipleship is costly. If I've heard it once, I've heard it 100 times, don't preach politics from the pulpit. I pray I'm not. I hope I'm preaching the gospel. And truth be told, the gospel can be offensive. When you and I recite the baptismal covenant, I think too often we just simply say the words that are before us in the prayer book instead of really realizing what we're saying. And nowhere is that more true than the question, will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Well, if we do that, we'll find the cost of discipleship. You and I know that we live in a world where justice and peace for all is not reality, where the dignity of every human being is not respected. And when you and I strive for justice and peace, we will encounter resistance. Look at what's happening in our world right now. Muslims coming out of a prayer meeting at a mosque are attacked. Congressmen are shot at a baseball practice game, and after a day or so of genuine remorse and reflection, some political ads use the shootings as an example of one party gunning for another. Nooses are found hanging in the African American Smithsonian Museum in Washington. Rampant and random shootings abound here in our Chattanooga neighborhood and all over the city. And what is our response? Do we simply shrug it off and say, ain't it awful? Or, well, that's just the way it is. Or do we just not talk about it? Even here at church. Because we don't want to offend those who see things differently. You can be liberal, you can be conservative, but above all, you and I are called to be disciples. And that means we must take Jesus seriously. We mustn't come to church to be comforted, but to be disturbed enough to try to follow Jesus. And that means working for justice and peace and respecting the dignity of every human being. And if we don't do that, then we are just pretending to follow Christ. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. Amen.